Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, be sure to give my email address and send in your prayer requests and your comments. It's always great to hear from you. Did you know that I'm also on iTunes and Podomatic and Google Play and Spotify and YouTube and iHeartRadio and a whole lot of other funny sounding places, so you can listen online on just about any device you carry. And if you go to michaelottministries.blogspot.com, you can subscribe to my blog by entering your email address right there in the little box on top of the page. Thanks again for listening today, and as we always do, it would be my great honor to pray for you. My loving Father, I pray for each and every one who hear these words today, and not only for them, but as always, I pray for everyone they love and every situation in their lives. And it's the prayer that I pray for them every day, that their lives be heaven on earth and nothing less. Father, I ask that your grace would flow through their lives just as it is in heaven. And these things I pray through Jesus my Lord. Amen. The message today is called, What Are You Doing Here? We begin in 1 Kings chapter 19, where we read about Elijah. Then he said, Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. So it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Suddenly a voice came to him and said, What are you doing here, Elijah? Then we go to Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. And then to everyone's favorite, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for the sake of his name. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And then we go to Isaiah chapter 55, verse 12. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the fields shall clap their hands. And then to Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be apparent to all. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I hear so many who are troubled by the times we live in and are worrying about every event going on in the world. I feel for them because I remember what it was like to live in fear. So as I was praying for them today, all these verses came to me, and I looked them up and studied them a while, and I asked Father what he was trying to say. He spoke to me and said, Please, help me lead my people back into peace. Then he asked me to listen and write and publish these words for his beloved ones to hear. And here are his words. He said, My little ones, why all the anxiety? Why all the worry? Have you forgotten that I am on the throne with my beloved son? Have you not understood that this throne is within you? So many of my children are running to and fro, trying to figure out what is happening. They are tuned in to every broadcast of the news and seeking and searching and working themselves into frenzy and this leaves little time for resting in my restoring presence. My little ones, you are so worried about the events of the world that you're missing the events in the Spirit. I've asked you over and over to set your minds on things above, but you're still like a deer in the headlights, looking at all the calamity the fearmongers are showing you. All of this leads to anxiety and depression and despair, and it is not helping you. My loved ones, I lead you beside still waters so you can rest. I lead you into green pastures so you can feed. But if you won't lie down and rest or eat, then I can't help you. You were told that if you truly believe, you will enter into rest and not into worry. So many of you go from this so-called prophet to the next, trying to figure out what the next move is, and from this teacher to that teacher, trying to find a formula that works for you. This is nonsense. Rest in me, and let me teach you. You have the greatest teacher living inside you. You were told that when my Spirit comes, you will be led into all truth and will be shown things to come. Trust the teacher within you. You need no man to teach you, for you have the anointing that teaches you all things. Yes, I place teachers in the body, but they don't replace the one living inside you. You must learn to be still and rest, and let me take away all this anxiety and fear. Do you remember that you were told in Scripture that he who fears is not made perfect in love? So all you need to do to drive fear from your lives is to surrender to my perfect love and let me do the rest. Just as with Elijah, I'm not in the fire, the wind, or the earthquake. I am in the still small voice, asking you as I did him, what are you doing here? Why are you dwelling in a cave called worry and not living in the light of my love? Will you please learn to trust me? Do you think I brought you this far just to let you down? My loved ones, you know my love for you will sustain you through whatever comes. So why do you worry when you can rest? My Son is the fulfillment of all things. He is the Sabbath rest that was spoken of throughout the Scriptures. You are in him, in the rest, and he is in you. And it's time to rejoice and trust, and not time to fret and worry. If you will just rejoice and let your gentleness be known, then my peace that is beyond comprehension shall lead you where you should go. As you were told in the Scriptures, you will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. And as you go in joy and in peace, the mountains will break forth into singing before you. My loved ones, please, once again I ask of you, take your eyes off the world and come into the secret place and rest in me. You shall find me when you seek me with your whole heart, not when you seek me with your web browser. If I choose to teach you through another, you will be led to them in peace, and not have to go searching frantically to find them, to find someone who knows what is going on. Any true teacher will tell you to ask the teacher inside yourself before you ask them. Any true teacher will teach you how little that you need them, and how much you need the one who lives within you. You have all you need, but the truth cannot be accessed from without. Revelation only comes from within. My lovely loved ones, please hear me. Turn off the world and turn on the eyes of your heart. Meditate on things that are lovely and pure and turn off the fear. Set your minds continually on things above. The secret place is always available within you, but you must choose to abide in him. My Son told you, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, then you can ask whatsoever you will, and it will be done to you. My Son is the Prince of Peace. Abiding in him is abiding in peace. The reason you don't get your prayers answered is because you're not abiding in the peace when you ask. You are told to come into the secret place and shut the door, which means to shut the world out. And then what you pray in secret will be given to you. Most of my children don't pray this way. They beg and cry for help with both of their eyes on the world and on their problems. If you will come inside and rest with me and see only me, then things will get better. Take your eyes off the world and look into the eyes of the one who created the heavens and the earth. I love you too much to leave you living in desperation. I am peace. I am life. I am light, and I am love. Yet I find so many of you not dwelling in me, but dwelling in fear. So I ask you again, what are you doing here? And this is the end of the words he spoke to me early this morning. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you each and every one, and I pray for each of you daily, and I'll see you soon.